I just remember writing the story and being so frustrated that our Black writers, not only Bustle's Black writers, because I feel like we have such a vast pool of content where one day you'll be writing about a Black Lives Matters piece, but then at the other time you might be writing about like Babysitter's Club being an audiobook. So we have a little bit of leeway there, but I just felt that as a community, Black writers are always being tapped to write about their trauma or to write about their pain or to write about a killing or something that just really takes you to some dark places if that's your beat. And I just didn't want the world at large to think that that's all that was comprised of being Black.
I'm your host, Michelle King, and you're listening to The Fix, a podcast that shares the stories of women and men who are innovating and taking action to advance equality in the workplace and beyond. Underrepresented minority groups often find themselves having to overcome widely held stereotypes. For women of color, this can be particularly challenging as they have to grapple with bias related to both racism and sexism, as well as the challenges stemming from the interplay of both these factors. According to research undertaken by the nonprofit firm Catalyst, the barriers facing Black women at work include things like more frequent questioning of their credibility and authority, as well as a lack of institutional support. Black women reported experiencing a double outsider status, unlike white women or Black men who share their gender or race in common with most of their colleagues or managers. Black women report exclusion from informal networks and conflicted relationships with white women among some of the key challenges they face. This is why the global media company Bustle launched the Bustle's Black and Thriving editorial package, which provides a platform for Black writers and editors to express the joy, heartwarming nostalgia, and the incredible honor that it is to be Black in America. In this episode, you'll hear from Jada Gomez, Executive Director at Bustle, who'll share why Bustle is determined to celebrate Black joy and how each of us can support this important initiative. Black women face a double whammy when it comes to discrimination. Being a member of more than one marginalized group leads to more opportunities for prejudice. This creates a range of negative mental, emotional, and physical health outcomes for Black women. With so many legitimate reasons for Black women to feel despair about the world, Bustle is equally determined to focus on celebrating Black joy. Here, Jada shares why this topic is so important to her.
As a woman of color, I think for me, at first, I wasn't really aware of the challenges that I was facing as a woman of color directly. I think for me, it was more age at first, since I started super, super young. So, you know, being at time and just feeling like my knowledge and my experience was just so, so small compared to people sitting at a table with me who were embedded at the Gaza Strip or were reporters during the Iraq War. I had no point of entry there. So I always felt that my age was a hindrance. I definitely felt a lot of imposter syndrome around that. So I would say age was probably the first thing that made me feel a little bit insecure or less than. As I've gotten older and I've worked in different spaces, especially going from a place like Interactive One that is predominantly Black to working in a place where there are few people of color, I'll notice a little bit of, I wouldn't say culture shock because I'm pretty used to being in both environments, but definitely feeling the responsibility of representing the women of color who may not be in the room with us, that those opinions are being heard. I know that there's great power in reaching 80 million women a month. And it's something that I don't take lightly. And I try not to think about that number too much because it can be a little bit overwhelming. But there's no way that that's a monolith or a homogenous group. There are so many different identities that we can speak to and that we need to speak to, and ones that I'm always thinking about, the ones that we might not be speaking to yet, those intersectional identities as well. So I do feel a responsibility to just keep in mind that might not be in a room that is filled with diverse women and diverse perspectives.
The Black Joy movement originated in 2015 when writer Cleva Cruz founded the Black Joy Project. Like many social movements, the hashtag Black Joy spread rapidly because of the internet. Cleva wanted to share firsthand stories to raise awareness of the diverse range of lived experiences from the Black community. Bustle is now amplifying this incredible work through their Black and Thriving initiative. Here, Jada shares more on what the organization hopes to achieve.
The package that has a theme of Black Joy that we've coined Black and Thriving was pretty much birthed out of this need that I saw around the Black writer community for a place for us to actually share the stories of the pride and the joy that comes with being a Black person in America. And I believe it was during the R. Kelly documentary news cycle where we were really relying on a lot of our writers of color to cover this piece, not only from a reporter perspective, but also from a personal perspective. And, you know, if you've seen Surviving R. Kelly, it's pretty traumatic and it just takes you to some really dark places. And so I personally worked on a piece around allyship and how people who weren't Black women could actually stand up for us at this point in time. There was a need for it. And I just remember writing the story and being so frustrated that our Black writers, not only Bustle's Black writers, because I feel like we have such a vast pool of content where one day you'll be writing about a Black Lives Matters piece, but then at the other time you might be writing about like Babysitter's Club being an audiobook. So we have a little bit of leeway there. But I just felt that as a community, Black writers are always being tapped to write about their trauma or to write about their pain or to write about a killing or something that just really takes you to some dark places if that's your beat. And I just didn't want the world at large to think that that's all that was comprised of being Black.
The challenges Black women encounter at work are different. For example, Black women often have to overcome the angry Black woman stereotype, which characterizes Black women as bad-tempered, hostile, and overly aggressive. It's not surprising that because of biases like these, almost 58% of Black women surveyed by Catalyst said they felt on edge or highly on guard at work. But repressing emotions like anger for fear of adhering to the angry Black woman stereotype is not the answer. This only ends up being more damaging to a person's health and well-being in the long run. The solution is only ever going to be giving Black women the same freedom to display a range of emotions. Sharing positive experiences and stories can help others to see Black women as multifaceted and dynamic. Knowing and understanding the challenges and experiences of inequality that Black women face at work is important because it's the first step to tackling this issue. However, Jada says it's equally important for this not to be the only story that we share.
There are so many great things. There's roller skating traditions, there's the cookouts, there's just so much that I couldn't even fit into this conversation. And that's why we created Black and Thriving, to just really bring some of those elements of Black joy to life. And I'm just so happy that people are really loving it. We actually spoke to someone a couple of weeks ago who said she was having a terrible day and she just Googled stories of Black joy and she found our package. And that's just like the entire goal. I couldn't even picture it going better than that. So I'm really, really happy that that's resonated. And it launched in February for Black History Month, but with all of our culture content, we're going to be continuing them outside of the month. So you'll definitely see more Black and Thriving content throughout the year, just because I personally feel like we shouldn't be celebrating these months just for a month. We should be celebrating them year round.
the challenges associated with sexism and racism are harder to overcome. That's why research finds 37% of African American women believe their opportunity to advance to senior management positions in their companies will decline over time. Storytelling is a great way to disrupt stereotypes and also educate people about the barriers Black women experience at work. Here, Jada shares more on this.
I think now there's just a want for people to see themselves reflected in any of the content that they consume. And I'm just really happy to be at a place that welcomes all of those perspectives and wholeheartedly wants to reach those types of women. So it is really an exciting time. And again, like I'm so obsessed with reaching not only women of color, but women who may not have seen themselves represented previously. It's something that keeps me up at night in a good way. So I'm really excited that we're at this point where people are just wanting this content and they're adamant for it. I really do think that Twitter is this open vessel where a lot of conversations that were kind of kept within specific cultures are now open for anyone to see. And I mean, if you look at Black Twitter is one of my favorite things because you get to see the joy and the laughter and the fun. So around like shows like Game of Thrones, you get to see all of the memes. But then at the same time, if a young Black child is killed, you also get to see how this is affecting a particular group and how people are standing up and how there needs to be a voice and a platform. So I think that that is one of the reasons why people are either A, noticing that there are other perspectives out there that they need to learn more about, or B, the people who are directly affected by a lot of the tragedies or even some of the joys, that they are seeing this reflected to them in the media that they support. I think that that's a big part of it. I also think that the entertainers, I cover entertainment pretty closely. You have entertainers like Ava DuVernay and Regina King who are demanding inclusion writers in any of their contracts and in all of their productions. So you're also seeing a push from the people at the top. You're seeing it from entertainers, you're seeing it from athletes, that diversity, and not only just diversity as a buzzword, but inclusion is really, really important, and it's all we're going to accept. So I think there's a push from the consumer and then just a push from the people at the top as well.
In one of Jada's articles on Bustle, she shares how through this work, she hopes more Black writers will be inspired to share their story and to keep going because the world needs to hear from them. To help with this, Jada shares two pieces of advice for organizations or individuals wanting to be a part of this work and celebrate Black joy.
For starters, I always like to say that, you know, I am at a place of privilege working at Bustle where we do have 80 million viewers kind of like netted in our ecosystem. And I know starting off that is not the reality. So I would say to number one, know that it takes time. If you have a message and a purpose that you want to see flourish and you want to be in the podcast space or in the blogger space, that you just stay committed to it and just kind of think of it as a seed. So maybe you have, you know, at first you'll have like your friends or your mom listening, and then the next week there'll be more, and then after that there'll be more. So just really be patient with it and know that success isn't overnight. And then number two, I would say, be your authentic self and really think about the way that you can bring that in a fresh new way to people who need it. So for me, I know that there is this need for women of color to see themselves reflected in the content that they consume when they've been ignored for so long. So I always come from that place. But to find what is your authentic story and just being really committed to sharing that with the world and just taking time. I think also going to events and panels and networking possibilities and opportunities are always so great because then you'll meet more people who are like-minded, who may share your podcast or partner with you, and then it just opens your network. So I think just being authentic and open and knowing that it takes time.
One of the best ways to remove the challenges associated with gender or race-based stereotypes is by telling different stories. That's why this interview with Jada is so important. It sheds light on the critical role that storytelling plays in shaping our views of the Black community. Not only is it important to celebrate Black joy and share more diverse stories, but we can also use storytelling as the means to educate each other about the barriers Black women encounter at work. Education is a powerful tool in dismantling prejudice and racist ideals. It's also needed because how many white women and men working in organizations today can name the most common challenges that women of color face at work? Sharing our stories of inequality at work is the quickest way we can begin to educate each other. That's it from me on today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's amazing each week to see our listenership grow. I'm really thankful to all of you who follow us and leave reviews. If you haven't already, please sign up to our weekly newsletter, where we share the latest research, interviews, equality news from around the world. You can sign up today on our website at thefixpodcast.org. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you guys again next week.
This show is produced by Human Group Media, an award-winning social good podcast company. Human Group Media works with thought leaders, brands, and organizations to inspire social change through the power of audio storytelling.